Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1003. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are in middle of the halachas of Dinei Kedima BeBirchas HaPeres. In other words, which brachas come first when one is eating brachas, when one is eating foods with various different brachas. Simin Reish Yud Aleph, right? That's our Simin Reish Yud Aleph. Okay, so now we've been going through when these brachas do not apply, okay? When these halachas do not apply as far as dinei, which bracha comes first. But many times if a person sits down, again, we didn't go through the order of the brachas yet, but if a person sits down, for example, to a plate of food, I want to make it clear, right? You sit down and have a plate of food. Let's say I sit down on my lunch and I sit down on my plate. I have a shtickle fish, one piece of fish, right? And then I have a few carrots, right? I want to give an example. We should have an understanding. I have a few carrots and then possibly I have pieces of avocado, right? A lot of people like to eat avocado today. So avocado, as we know, right? Avocado grows on trees, so eights, right? So we spoke about this a little bit, but I just want to, you know, make sure we have it clear. A person sits down to have that plate of food, and it's just, they're going to be eating shine. They're eating shtickle fish. They're eating whatever, these carrots and these avocados. So then the mamish, the order of brachas would apply. It's all right in front of you. There's no, you don't have to get up, get anything. It's all right on your plate. The first bracha will be her eights, right, in general. Again, we'll try and get into the details of each one, but the first bracha will be her eights. So you make her eights on the avocado. And I want to make it clear, you don't have to eat like, there's no halachas over here when we're dealing with which bracha comes first. We're not talking about, there's no issues of kazayas first, you know, I have to eat a kazayas of avocados first, and then I could first start on my huadama. No, it's making a bracha of ho'eitz, eating a little piece of the avocado, and then you could eat whatever you want. You could eat, you know, whatever. I'm just giving you an example. Then you would make a huadama, eat a piece of the carrot. Again, you do not have to have a kazayas like we've spoken about, you know, brachas before, bracha after. For an after bracha, you need a kazayas under a 4-minute period. That is not, that doesn't come into play here at all. When we're dealing with halachas of which brachas come first, there's no issues of kazayas. It's a question of making a single bracha and taking a bite, right? Taking a little shtickle. So I take a little shtickle of the avocado, which is her eighth. Then I would make a ho'adama, which would come next. Take a little shtickle of the carrot, again, no kazayas. And then I would make my shahakal and take a little shtickle of the fish. Because those are the three brachas. There's no ikar v'tuffel over here. There's no salad. It's a plate of fish and separate carrots and separate avocado pieces, right? Avocado pieces, let's say, right? So that's what I would do. Again, I would make the eights first on the avocado, make the ho'adama on the carrot, and then make the shahakal on the fish, right? A little piece of each, doesn't have to be kazayas, and then I could just eat it. So then after that, I'm just trying to pave the ground, as they say, pave the ground as we go down the line. We didn't really get into each halacha per se yet anyways, but just to pave the ground, clear the bumpy road, as they say, as we go down the road. So now you do not, after you do that, you can eat any order you want. There's no like, in other words, you don't have to eat all the avocado. Well, I made her eight, so halachically, I have to eat first her eights, all the eights, all the avocado, and then halachically, all the carrots. No, it's just a question of the bracha, which bracha you're making first. Because of the eights is a more specified bracha, so you would make a first stickle, a little piece of avocado, and then the next specified bracha will be huadama, because that's general ground fruits, it's not tree, right? And then I take a little stickle of the carrot, and then I make the general basic bracha of shahakal on the fish, take a little stickle of the fish. And then I can eat gesundheit. I could eat the rest of the way fish and carrots and mix it all together however I want to do it. There's no order after that. It's just a question of the bracha itself. Okay, so now I just want to go through getting back to what we started talking about last year in reference to Ikar V'Tuffel. Just one more quick case where the Sefer Eitzah Halachas brings down where we said that the halachas of orderly, right, kadima and brachas would not apply in a case of Ikar V'Tuffel, that sometimes you have a situation whereby the halachas of which bracha comes first would not apply. So he brings it down. So he says, he brings from the Beis Yosef, in our Siman Reishit Aleph, Ois Katan Gimel, the Im Yesh Loi Ikav Tafel, Afal Pisha Birchas HaTafel, Chashuvim V'Reres Tefei, even though the Tafel, the secondary food, which we spoke about last year, is on a higher level, right? Ain't Sarach Lagdima LeBirchas HaWiki. You don't have to Bedafka make that bracha first. And he brings down other things also. Okay. Okay, so then he brings down. Then he brings down an interesting case which we've spoken about in the past. So we spoke about the case whereby if somebody's going to sit down to wash for bread, right, and they might be eating things during the course of the meal, which might be a little bit questionable. Like, let's say for a case in time, the appetizer, and we're not going to get into the whole thing, but appetizer, if it's whether a melon or hadama, we said this also last time, but just clarifying it as we go down the Sefer HaYitzvah Halachas or Ha'etz, right? That's already questionable if you're going to make a bracha on a appetizer, whereby all regular fruits in general, you do make a bracha during the meal, but appetizer is questionable. So what I want to do is take a little shtickle of melon, let's say, before the meal, and have in mind the hadama and the appetizer. I'll take a little piece of ho'etz, maybe a little piece of an apple, whatever, before the meal, have in mind the adama during the meal, and have in mind the ho'etz by the appetizer during the meal. But one second, how could I do that? The bracha of hamaitzi comes first, right? The bracha of hamaitzi is above all, right? First, in our order of kedima, the brachas, first comes hamaitzi, then we're going to see if then comes mezonos, right? So I have to make my hamaitzi. How could I take this little piece of melon, right, and have in mind the appetizer during the meal to get out of the suffix? How could I do that? It's coming before the hamaitzi. So the answer is like we said. Mikol makan im yesh le siba miyuchedes, says the Sefer Reitz Halachas, im yesh le siba miyuchedes al masha reitz halacha kaidem asuda is mota. If there's some sort of a reason, halachic reason that you're doing it, there's no bracha shen. It's richa, like we said, and there's no the brachas of kedima. Even though you made the hadama before the hamaitzi, it's not a problem. Those halachas would not apply over here because there's a specific halachic reason. Lefisa hu adin benidan nidan leinian kedima bebrachas, or not just by bracha shen. It's richa. That is not a problem, like we've spoken about in the past, but also over here with our halachas of kedima bebrachas, it would not be a problem either. The muta im yesh loy siba alzeh. That's the point I'm trying to bring out. Even though we spoke about this case before, if there's some sort of halachic reason, right, to do it, like ikav atafa last time or whatever the case is, like in the case like this, you have to eat it right before, so it would not be a problem. The gam sham makdim bracha birchas oisay michael birchas hamaitzi shekademus lakol. Even though the hamaitzi is supposed to be before everything, since there's a specific halachic reason, it would be fine. Thank you for listening. As lachem bracha kol tov.